This is a Chazar Shir from Pirkei Avos, this past Shabbos, Parshas Bamidbar. At the very end of the first parak in Pirkei Avos, Mishnah Yud Ches. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel Omer Ashleisha Devarim Ha'olam Omeid Al Hadin V'Al Ha'emes V'Al Hashalom. The world stands on three things: on Din, on Emes, on Truth, on Shalom, on Peace. Shnemar says in Pasuk Emes Mishpat Shalom Shiftu B'Sharechem brings a Pasuk. So the Meiri, Rabbeinu Yoina, and other Rishonim are all asking, didn't we learn at the very beginning of the parak in Mishnah Beis, that Shimon HaTzadik, who was from the Shiari Anshei Knesset HaGedolah, that Shimon HaTzadik already taught us that Al Shloisha Devarim Ha'olam Omeid Al HaTorah VaAvodah VaGemilus Chasadim. And Shimon HaTzadik told us that the world stands upon Torah and Avodah and Gemilus Chasadim, loving kindness and acts of kindness. So how could it be that at the end of the parak, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel seems to disagree, and Rabbi Shimon Gamliel holds that the world is standing upon Din, Emes, and Shalom. And not only that, the Bach, at the beginning of Chayshim Mishpat, writes that if the truth is that we're dealing here with a machlaikas, regarding what are the three pillars of the universe, if it's a machlaikas tanoim, then the usual way that Rabbeinu Kaddish, that Rabbi Yudan Nasi, would present that to the world as opposing views, it would be in a Mishnah, and the Mishnah would tell us that so-and-so says this, Shimon HaTzadik says this, and Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says that. It would be written by way of a machlaikas. It would be written in a machlaikas. But we don't find that there's a machlaikas here. It's not formulated as a machlaikas. So we're left with this question. What does that mean? That the world stands on three things at the beginning of the parak, Torah, Avodah, Gemilus Chasadim, and the Torah stands on Din, Emes, and Shalom at the end of the parak. So the Maral and Rabbeinu Yonah and others reveal to us a different girsa in the Mishnah. And the way it's printed in most of the Mishnayos is not Al Shlosha Devarim Ha'olam Omeid, but Al Shlosha Devarim Ha'olam Kayam. Al Shlosha Devarim Ha'olam Kayam. The beginning of the parak, Al Shlosha Devarim Ha'olam Omeid, is talking about the reasons for creation, that which those three are the sibayis of the Bria. Al Shlosha Devarim Ha'olam Omeid. But our Mishnah is not talking about what brought the world into existence. It's talking about when we have a world, what sustains the world, what enables the world to continue surviving. Al Shlosha Devarim Ha'olam Kayam. Now, it's true that Rabbi Yaakov Emden, the Yaivitz, has a number of questions on learning this way. We're not going to go into that. In the Svarim we find over here an oimek to understand the meaning of Al Shloisha Devarim Ha'olam Kayam. And this is the mahalach that we're going to be going with in this shir. In the Svarim HaKadosh we find that something took place between the time at the beginning of the parak and the time at the end of the parak. The beginning of the parak, Shimon HaTzadik's world, was a world that was still healthy, that was still strong. And because of that, the world was able to exist on the three pillars of Torah, of Avodah, and Gemilus Chasadim. But over the course of generations, till the time of Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, the smato levavos, the hearts were diminished, and the world became weaker. It lost its health. The world was no longer standing. The world was on its back. The world had already fallen from that initial state of Al Shloisha Devarim Ha'olam Omeid. And because of that, by the end of the first parak, the world is desperately in need of refuah, of help, of chizik, in order to be miskayim, in order to be able to survive. Al shlosh adam harlam oimed. Now there was a time that the world was oimed al raglav, that the world was standing tall on its feet. And the three pillars of the world in that state of health and perfection, or near perfection, the three pillars are Torah, Avodah, and Gemilas Chasadim. And Shimon HaTzadik was still at that time when there were sparks of prophecy in the world, where there was still some stronger connection to the world of Torah Shebichsav, of prophecy. By the time you get to the end of the parak, by the time you get to the new world of Rabbi Shimon the Gamliel, the world is no longer oimed aragla. The world is no longer standing. The world is not well. And in that matzav of chalishus, of weakness, in that matzav of illness, so Hashem is Baruch revealed to us through the Tan of Rabbi Shimon Gamliel that we have three medications. We have three trufais, three medications to help us through the years of Galus, that we should be able to be miskayim, to be able to make it through Galus, to get back on our feet when Mashiach comes. And the three medications that we were given for a world that's on its back and is trying to survive, al shleish dvam ha'ilam kayim, al hadin, va'al ha'emes, va'al ha'shalom. Din, Emes, and Shalom. Now, we're not going to talk today about Midas HaDin. That was what we discussed last Shabbos. Parshas Mechukaisai, we spoke about Midas HaDin. We spoke about Hevem Esunim B'Din, that was taught at the beginning of the parak, to be patient and deliberate in judgment, to know that deep, deep inside of each and every Jew and inside the Jewish people, there's that reality of Kol Yisrael Yesh Lahem Chelek Leilam Haba. There's that neshama that's there, that's never ever been destroyed. Midas HaDin requires deliberation, patience, and time to be able to come to that inner point and to judge each and every Jew and the Jewish people in the way that we're going to be judged in the Beis Din of Mashiach. This is what we spoke about last Shabbos. Today we're going to focus on these two midas of Emes and Shalom. Our Shleish Dram Ha'olam Kayim, Al HaDin, we spoke about, Al HaEmes, Va'al HaShalom. Here too we're going to follow a Mahalach, at least partially a Mahalach, from the great Tzaddik of Matl Zilber Zol Gezun Zayin. Now in many places Chazal tell us, Godel HaShalom, Gemara in Yevamos and Samechei, in many places Chazal are strengthening the importance of Shalom, are constantly reminding us of the significance of Shalom. We finish Shemoneh Esrei, Oysa Shalom Hu Yasa Shalom Leinu Al Kol Yisrael. We finish Shemoneh Esrei with Shalom. That's when we take our steps back. We finish davening the last bracha Sim Shalom, and then we end with Yasa Shalom Aleinu. The end of benching, Hashem Oyz La'Mayitain, Hashem should give us strength. Hashem yivarech es amai b'shalom, with peace. The end of Tershma Peh. Ein kli machzik baruch li Yisrael. Shalom is the kli, is that container, the only container that can hold brachas, that can keep us, that can be mekayim us. Shalom. And in many, many other places, Shalom. Why is it that Shalom, this Inyan of Shalom, needs so much chizik? In other words, if it was put at the end of Shemoneh Esrei, and the end of benching, and the end of all of Torah, meaning it's the chasim of everything, we learned from there that it needs chizik, that there's some issue that we have with Shalom, and Chazal are constantly coming to encourage us to be focused on Shalom. It's the chesima of everything we do is Shalom. Ein kli machzik bracha liyisrael, only shalom. It's obvious that this is a great struggle. Shalom. Now, we're not talking here about world peace. We'll talk about it at the end. Shalom. Shalom among Jews, shalom in a shul, shalom in a family, shalom within oneself, peace. Why is it that it's so difficult to achieve? Why is it that Chazal are constantly reminding us of this nekuda of shalom? The nature of this midah of shalom is such that when a person looks at it b'shitchias, in a superficial way, it doesn't appear to be the kind of a midah that a person who is a big lamdan, who is a big amkan, somebody who is a very, very deep thinker, who is spending his life trying to get closer and closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu through Torah and Tefillah. When a person like this thinks of the Inyan of Shalom, he sees it as something which is very, very simple, that people shouldn't be fighting with each other. This is more for simple Jews. We see all the time that unfortunately, when it comes to machlokes, there's more of a likelihood to find machlokes by deeper people, by people of great learning, by people who are balei shittos. You see, a person who is an amkin, who's a lamdan, a person who has worked his entire life thinking about things and getting to the pnimius of things, it's more natural for him to be intolerant of other people and their shittas, their way of looking at things. I worked hard to get to this truth. And the nature of a Baal Shita, the nature of that Baal Shita is that the Ikkar is my truth. And my truth includes Dveikas Hashem and Ruchnias and Torah and Tefillah. As far as speaking negatively about others, as far as being part of Machlokes with others, simple people enjoy a simple life. And in the simple life, that which can stare, that which can interrupt a simple life more than anything, is machlokes. So the guys on the team, they get along with each other. The people on the block, they have the barbecue. We're friends. They don't have issues that divide them. Of course, people will argue Yankees, Mets. Of course, people will argue milchiks and fleishiks, but this is all very, very silly, and it's on the surface, and they get over it very quickly. But for the most part, it's clear and it's understood, especially by the pshutim, that hinei matoiv umanoim sheves achim gam yachad, which means the best thing in the world is that people get along. It's nice. You get along, it means life will be better. Life will be with much fewer problems if we get along. Gashmius is better. Ruchnius is better. The family is happy. The kids are happy. The community is happy. So since pshutim, simple people, are more makusha to Gashmius, they're more connected to Gashmius, and the nature of shalom is that it leads to a life that is more pleasant in Gashmius, because there's nothing that can rattle people as much as a war. We all know that the great wars of history were not because two nice, simple people couldn't get along with each other. It was mostly due to the fact that there were kings, queens, presidents, and prime ministers that had inyonim, shittas, shittas about land, shittas about religion, shittas about philosophy, that drove them to instigate wars and to bring about war one nation with the other nation. But as far as the pshutim are concerned, I'm happy if I have my house, I have my backyard, I have a place for a sukkah, I have some air conditioning, I can go to the market, I can get some fruits and vegetables, I could have a fleishig Shabbos. What's a schlacht? I mean, life is good. So what about my shita? A simple person is not a Baal Shita. He's not a Baal Shita. Sure, he has his ideas about politics and about religion, but it's not going to cause a war. You understand? This guy's not going to launch missiles because he doesn't like the Mets. You know, he's not going to launch missiles. But the Baal Shita, the bigger people, the people who are Amkonim and Lamdonim, we see this unfortunately Keseda. Because an Adam Gadol, a greater person, a big person, his chiyas doesn't come from Gashmis. His chiyas comes from something intangible. It comes from something in spiritual, or something in philosophy, or something in the world of emotions and thought. So Mimela, that person is not so interested in Shalom. Shalom, that's not his thing, Shalom. Shalom is more of a midah that makes physical life pleasant. In the world of the spirit, adrabba, a Baal Shita has his own mahalach, and he's going to push away, perhaps humiliate, embarrass anybody who disagrees with him. Therefore, Chazal recognized the importance of addressing this issue. How dangerous it could be for Mevakshe Hashem to be distracted from Shalom, from peace. And because of that, they were mechazik the sinyan of Shalom over and over again. We need to understand the nature of this mistake that big people are more likely to make, but we all can make. And to understand the pnimius, what is this midah of Shalom? And then we'll talk about emes, because these are two sides of the same coin. Emes and Shalom. What's the pnimius of the midah of Shalom? We're not talking now about peace that is being discussed in the United Nations, or peace that's being thrown at us by our enemies. The suggestions of peace. We're trying to understand the pnimius of this midah that's called Shalom. It's a midah, it's called Shalom. The Ramchal teaches, it was just the yard site yesterday, the Ramchal teaches that when we speak of Hashem's midahs, we talk about Hashem as being Godel, Gibor, we talk about Hashem as being Rachum, Chanan, merciful, loving, compassionate, all these wonderful ways of speaking about Hashem. They're not actual descriptions, Chalila, of God Himself, as the Rambam and the other Rishonim explain. We're not talking about a human being who has different parts to his personality. So when we use these words that Hashem is compassionate, or that Hashem is Gibor, he's great, we're only trying to find a way to say that he's not the opposite of that. We don't know who he is. He's not great. He's not compassionate. But the nature of his greatness, the nature of his compassion, leis machshava tvisa beklal. The mind, of course, cannot comprehend. All the Rishonim talk about this, the midas of Hashem. The Ramchal says there is, however, one midah. That this midah, when we use this word to speak about Hashem, it's korav yoyser le'etzem helokos. It's, we're touching upon an actual description on some level, chalidat, but we're getting into that world of Hashem Mamish, El Etzem Ha'ilokus. And that word is Echad, that Hashem is one. Raza de Echad, the mystery of Hashem's oneness. When we say Hashem Echad, when we speak about God being unique, being one, we're entering into that mysterious world of Etzem Ha'ilokus, of God Himself. And this midah of God's oneness, Yichud Hashem, this midah is higher than all of the other midahs. And that's why That's why the Shekhinah cannot enter into a place where there isn't Shalom. Why? Because since the most we could say, or the closest we can get to talking about God Himself, of who He is Echad, is One. And that's Gavna Delay, that's Hashem's Inyan, is Echad. Shalom means Echad, means One. That's why one of the names of Hashem is Shalom. So you could have great people, Talmidei Chachamim, Mevakshei Hashem, people who are davening day and night and learning day and night. And if there's a machlokes, chas v'shalom, in that yeshiva, if there's a machlokes in that bis medrash, in that shul, if there's a machlokes in that family of great Talmidei Chachamim, great daveners, machlokes means one thing, hepach, the opposite of echad. Machlokes means dividing and separating. Machlokes is the hepach, is the opposite of echad. It's a stira there for Tashras HaShechina. The most we could say, or the closest we can get to that pnimius of what Elokus is what echad. In a bismedrish, where there's machlokes, in a yeshiva, where there's machlokes, in a maaser, in the Jewish institute, in a family, in the heart of a person, where there's a husband and wife who are living in a state of machlokes, then the Shekhinah cannot be b'neihem. Obviously, the Shekhinah goes on different levels. Hashem is always here. But the Shekhinah cannot be b'neihem. The Shekhinah cannot be in such a place. The Shekhinah cannot be in a place where there's machlokes, where there's an absence of shalom, because what we know about God, well, the most that we can know about God is Hashem Echad. Shema Yisrael Hashem Akim Hashem Echad. Machlokes means 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Machlokes means the opposite of Echad. It means separation, division. Therefore, in a bismedrash, in a yeshiva, where there is a lack of achdus, where it's missing Echad, even though officially it's called the Tzibur, because you have 10 Jews who are above Bar Mitzvah, 10 men above the age of Bar Mitzvah, it's called the Tzibur. But that Tzibur cannot have a Kiyum, cannot be Miskayim. Ultimately, it's doomed. It cannot survive. It cannot survive. The family like that cannot survive. A marriage like that cannot survive. Al Shleisha Dvaram Ha'olam Kayim, the Kiyum. The kiyum of a world that is no longer perfect. The kiyum of an imperfect world. The kiyum of a world that's no longer oimed al raglav is through these midas of din, emes, and shalom. Right now we're talking about shalom, we'll talk about emes in a second. The kiyum can only be with the shalom. And if shalom is missing, it means that echad is missing. If echad is missing, it means that the shechina is not comfortable. The shechina cannot comfortably dwell in a place which is the opposite of echad. Because Echad is the kli that's machzik bracha for Hashem Echad. And Shalom is the kli machzik bracha for Hashem Echad. And if there's an absence of Echad in that place, then Hashem Echad is not comfortable in that place. And if the Shekhinah is not comfortable in that place, then that place cannot survive. It can flounder, it can struggle, it can go on for some time, but ultimately it's not going to work. It cannot be miskayim. No kiyim can come from that. That a relationship between a husband and wife should be a kesher shel kayama. A kesher shel kayama means when there's shalom. And when there's shalom, then the shechina is b'neihem, and Hashem's name is in that house. Hashem's name is not only in the mezuzah. Hashem's name is all over the place. It's in the air. It's on the walls of that home where there's shalom. Because one of the names of Hashem is shalom, because Hashem is echad, and shalom means echad. You can't give shalom to another Jew in the mikveh, right? In the merchatz. Because shalom is one of the names of Hashem. And it's a whole diyun in halacha. What happens if this guy's name is shalom? And he asks shalom to pass the towel. Because shalom is that which is most identifiable with God Himself, is this midah of shalom. Machloikis drives away the Shekhinah. Hashem Echad, the Shekhinah cannot be in a place which is not conducive to her presence. A place of Machloikis is the hepach, is the opposite, is the antithesis, is the biggest misnagid to Hashem's presence. So even though this yeshiva is filled with Talmidei Chachamim, and this shul has very great scholars, but if there's machloikis, and there's no kli machzik bracha, then whatever brachas are to be found in that shul, and all of the efforts that the people are making to get close to God, the ikar is chosim and a sefer, because if there's no shalom, then the Shekhinah can't be in such a place. And there's more of a yetzahar for this davke when there are greater people. It's greater people having the tia not to take shalom as seriously than simple people who just want to have peace and to have a simple good life. And now we understand emes and shalom. Ashleish dom harlem kayim din emes and shalom. Emes also is Rosed Echad. Emes is also the mystery of Hashem Echad. You know that for anything in the world, regarding any Indian in the world, there's an infinite amount of lies that people could say. You could say anything you want that's not true. Shkarim? Sheker? There's tons of sheker. A person can say whatever he wants, and different people can express their own ideas of what's going on. So shkarm this harbe, but as the svarim say, emes is only one. Emes is only one. Either this is a sefer, it's not a sefer. The emes is it is a sefer that's sitting on the table here. That's the emes. You want to say something else about it? So you can make up all kinds of stories, but emes is always echad. Hashem Elokeichem emes. When we begin Kriya Shema, Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, Echad, the chasim of Echad must be Hashem Elokeichem Emes. Because Echad means Emes. There's only one truth. Emes is Achdus. And the Sfarim tell us, we know, that the Midah of Yaakov Avinu is Emes. Titan Emes Li Yaakov. That's the Midah of Yaakov. We're just now finishing in Sfiras Ha'omer, the week of Yesod. The Midah of Yosef HaTzadik, of Tzadik Yesod Olam, the Midah of Yosef HaTzadik is Shalom. Everybody knows that Yaakov and Yosef were inseparable. They were separated, tragically. Eila told us Yaakov Yosef. Yaakov loved all of the Shvatim, all of his children. We don't understand what happened. But it's clear that the Torah goes out of its way to tell us that there was a special kesher between Yaakov Avinu and Yosef HaTzadik. Eilu told us Yaakov Yosef. What's the nature of this relationship between the two midas of Emes and Shalom, since that's our Mishnah? What's the nature of the relationship between the Midah of Emes of Yaakov, Titan Emes the Yaakov, and the Midah of Yosef HaTzadik, which is the Midah of Shalom? So this is an Edel in the Kuda. We have to pay close attention to this. The Emes is, the truth is, that the Midah of Shalom is be'emes, is a matzav where there is a lack of complete and total achdus. The emes, the echad, is not revealed in its entirety. And that's why the Midah of Shalom always means coming into a situation, into a place, where there are two things that have somehow split, there's a pirud in that place or among those people. The Midah of Shalom comes into that place, oise shalom, to make shalom. In other words, we have people who are very different from each other. We need someone to make peace between them. Emes is the need of echad. Emes means echad. Shalom means restoring achdus, trying to bring achdus into the alma de piruda. This is how it's explained in the Ishbit Zesvarim. This world is a world of separation, of division, of machlaikis. Everybody has different thoughts, different feelings. People look different. Places, everything is different. The whole mahus, the essence of shalom, is drawing achdus into a place where there is a lack of achdus. That's what it means to make peace. That it means to make shalom. Emes is achdus pshuta. Emes is achdus. It's Yaakov Avinu at home. Bikesh Yaakov leisha b'shalva. It says Rashi brings down the beginning of Vayeshev Yaakov Vayeshev. Bikesh Yaakov leisha b'shalva. What does that mean? It means that Yaakov is plain, simple truth. Just truth. Echad. One is one. Everything is clear. Everything is obvious. Everything is the way it's supposed to be. Bikesh Yaakov leisha b'shalva. Yaakov is so happy living in that land because that land, Eretz Yisrael, is the place of truth. And Yaakov is the mid of truth. And everything is the way it's supposed to be, and it's just beautiful. And Yaakov finally, after his whole, all the struggles he had in his life, Bikesh Yaakov leisha b'shalva. Yaakov Avinu wants to just settle into this clarity of, this is who we are, this is who I am, this is the tachlis we hear. Everything is the way it's supposed to be. That's din and that's emes. Everything is the way it's supposed to be. So Bikesh Yaakov leisha b'shalva. So Yaakov now, at this point in his life, wanted not to relax the way that we think about relaxing. Yaakov Avinu wanted to settle after working so hard with falsehood, with sheker, his entire life, fighting against Esav, fighting against sheker. Yaakov Avinu finally came to this point in his life. Bikesh Yaakov leisha b'shalva. The war with falsehood is finished. We've come to the place of Hashem, Alkeinu Hashem, Echad. Echad means achdus pshuta ugmur, total achdus. Everything is clear, everything is one. Mashiach tzeit. That's it, we're here. But you remember the end of Rashi. Bikesh Yaakov leisha b'shalva. Kofatz alav regzal she Yosef. It wasn't time for that. Kofatz alav regzal she Yosef. All of a sudden, the inyan with Yosef HaTzadik, machloikis with his brothers. Right? You speak about machloikis by great people. When we look at Torah, when we look at the Torah, we see the greatest people who ever lived. We don't understand the nature of the machlokes. After learning all the mefarshim, Yosef and his brothers, Korach v'Adasa. Who do you think Korach was? Korach was a great person. These are great people. Something happened. Yosef and his brothers. So Bikesh Yaakov leisha b'shalva. The next thing he knows, Yosef einenu. Yosef has disappeared. Where's Yosef? Far away. Yosef is far away in the world headquarters of impurity, of falsehood, of filth, of idolatry. In the world headquarters of machlaikis. He's embroiled in a machlaikis with his brothers. And as a result of that, Yosef the tzaddik, the mid of Yosef, Yosef the tzaddik, is sent far away from home into the belly of the Alma de Piruda, of the world of Machloikis, of separation, on a mission to make peace somehow, to bring to Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. Remember that when Yaakov Avinu was dying and the Shvatim were around his bed, and they said, Shema Yisrael, Hashem, Alkeinu Hashem, Echad. They said that in Mitzrayim. They didn't say that in Eretz Yisrael. They revealed that midah of Hashem Echad in the Alma de Piruda of Mitzrayim. This happens within each and every one of us. The neshama of a person is the emes of the person. It's the midah of emes, the neshama. The neshama is so happy to just live with the truth in Shemayim. The neshama knows the truth. The neshama is in that place of Hashem Echad. Everything is one. Everything is clear. The neshama is very comfortable. Vayeshev Yaakov Eretz Megurei Aviv. Vayeshev Ateshev HaNeshama Be'eretz Megurei Aviyah. The neshama is totally at peace, living in the Olam HaNeshamas with Hashem. Everything is clear. Everything is the way it's supposed to be. And then all of a sudden, what happens? The neshama turns around and is being thrown into the guf. What's the guf? The guf is the Amad Piruda. The guf is the world of separation. Eyes, ears. A person in his head thinks, you know, this is the truth, but then his heart says, no. The heart tells him, go for something else. A human being is torn between every single limb of his body, and every single organ is pulling him in a different direction. So what happens? The neshama, which is emes, the neshama, which is achdus pshuta, clear and simple oneness, achdus pshuta, Yaakov Avinu, the neshama is sent into Mitzrayim, that's the guf. The guf is a place of machlokes. The guf means our lives in this world. It's a place of machlokes. Moyach and Leiv, mind and heart, right side, left side, Chesed, Din, and so on. In the Alma de Piruda. And what's the avoida of the Midah of Shalom? The Midah of Shalom is to Lahamshich Emes El Toich HaAlma de Piruda. Lahamshich HaAchdus HaPshuta El Toich HaAlma de Piruda in the human being. The avoida of finding peace within myself is the avoida of drawing from that clarity, that certainty of my neshama, and to somehow bring that into my day-to-day life of who I am in this world. To make peace out of pirud, out of separation. That my life, even though I'm being pulled in a million directions, that I'm able to come to that tachlis of the end of Shemoneh Esrei, Sim Shalom. Oy says Shalom, Yaseh Shalom Aleinu B'Kol Amo Yisrael. To the end of benching, Hashem Oyz La'amo Yitain, Hashem Yivarech Es Amo Yibashalom. Ein Kli Machzik Baruch Ela HaShalom. Shalom means that in the world of Machlokes, of separation and division, in the world of the brothers and Yosef, I'm able to come to that tachlis of why am I here in this world? Why do I exist? That's why Shalom is the chesim of all of our davening and benching and learning is Shalom. Because Shalom means restoring oneness to a place where it was missing. That's what it means, that the world is miskayim in its fallen state. The world is no longer oimei. The world has fallen. It's fallen into machlokes. It's fallen into wars. It's fallen into separation, division. It's on its back. It's sick. And Hashem gave the medicine to the world. The medicine to the world is Ashleish Adram Ha'ilam Kayim. The Kiyim of the world is on Din, which we spoke about last Shabbos. Din, Emes and Shalom. To bring Achdus Pshuta to the Alma de Piruda. To bring that oneness of what's the tachlis of my life. I know my taivas are pulling me this way and that way. But what's the tachlis? What's the echad? What's the echad? What's the achdus pshut of why I exist? Of what am I doing in this world? When we ask ourselves that question, we're trying to make peace between all of the warring factions inside of us. Ain't shalom benafshi. Ain't shalom benafshi. To make shalom within oneself. To remember, why did we get married, the husband and wife? What's the achdus pshut? Look what's happened to us over the years, Yosef and his brothers. Look what's happened to us. We've drifted away from Titan Emes Yaakov. We've drifted away from Yaakov Avinu, from Eretz Yisrael. And we're in a place of Golas. And in Golas, there's confusion, there's machlokes. Look what happened. The neshama of our marriage got lost in the guf of our marriage. In anger and taivas and all different things. At work, I go to work and I forgot what's the tachlis of going to work. I got meshigin, I'm at the piruda. The tzaddik, Yosef at tzaddik, Tzadi Yisod Olam is to go on a mission into the world of confusion, into Golas, and to make Shalom. Now that's the tachlis of creation. Because the tachlis of creation is nis'ava kadosh baruch hu liyos leidir b'sachtan. Hashem, if it was a matter of Yaakov Avinu and Titan Emes Yaakov and Achdus Pshuta, then Hashem didn't have to create this world. It could have just been left as Noilam HaNeshamas. Which is exactly what I was saying before. You have these very, very great, deep people who are seeking closeness to Hashem, and they don't, their inyan is to be just to stay in the Bismedrus, to stay in the world of Echad. Echad, Achdus Pshuta. In the same way that when Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai and came out from the cave, so their eyes were burning the world to destroy the world, because they saw a world that has drifted from the Achdus Hapshuta, from Hashem Echad. This guy, what is he? Chorish Besas Chorish, Rebbe Shazvir, Chorish Besas Chorish, Torah Matela, what's going to be with Echad? What's going to be with Echad? So Rabbi Loz is burning the whole world, the Echad, there's no Echad over here. You're forgetting the Echad. And Hashem Ezbarach says, Shuv Lamar Asim, go back to the cave. You think that's why I created the world? I could have left you in the Neshamas. It was just supposed to be Echad. Then I could have left the Neshamas, the world of the Neshamas. They didn't have to come into a world where you have to make a panasa, where you have to go out and work. Why did I make such a world? So you have big people that they don't understand talking about God made such a world. And they look down upon people who are outside of the yeshiva and outside of the Bismedrash. Means that Hashem expressed his desire to dwell in this world of what? Of confusion. Of period. And the tachlis of life is to draw the Shechina into Mitzrayim, into the Alma de Piruda. Hoysel ki'oni yaseuche, mimerchak tovi lachma. Mimerchak tovi lach means Yosef had to go far away from home. And the Jewish, our neshamas was sent far away from home. Mimerchak tovi lach meant to go out far away on a boat, far away from the clarity of Emes, of Titan Emes the Yaakov, of the neshama in Shemayim, of being an Eretz Yisrael of Mashiach. We were sent out into the world. And therefore the name of Hashem is Shalom. Because that's the tachlis of what Hashem wanted. Hashem is one. And the neshama is in the place of one. Everything is one. But the tachlis of creation is to draw oneness, to draw tachlis, to draw truth, to bring emes and achdus into the Alma de Piruda. And v'hoya Hashem l'melech al kol ha'aretz, v'yoyma hu ya Hashem echad u'shmai echad. I remind you that once I mentioned that the Fida Golubavitch Rebbe Schussinger said about the nature of his work. That the nature of his work was to make peace between the Mayach and the Lev, between the mind and the heart of a Jew. To make peace between the higher part of a person and the lower part of a person. To bring that emes into the Alma de Piruda. That's the tachlis of life. This, obviously, will not be fully revealed until Mashiach. And that's why V'haya Hashem l'mel ha'kol aretz, only by Yom Ha'hu, on that day, Yeh Hashem Echad U'shmoy, which is Shalom, Echad. Only then will there be complete Shalom. Only then. And that's why the one who's Mavase, the coming of Mashiach, Eliyahu HaNavi, the Malach HaBris, Eliyahu HaNavi who comes to make Shalom, Eliyahu HaNavi, Chazal tells us that when Eliyahu HaNavi is going to come with the news, with the big news, that it's here, Mashiach is coming tomorrow, that when Eliyahu HaNavi is going to come to the world, he's not going to say to everybody, Chavim, Mashiach is here. The way that Eliyahu HaNavi is going to report the news of Hashem Echad is Shalom Ba La'olam. He's going to get up on the mountain and he's going to scream out to the entire world. He's going to scream out to the whole world, Shalom Ba La'olam. Peace has come to the world. Shalom Ba La'olam. That's why, and I'm going to talk about a very deep Indian now, just for the last 5-10 minutes. It's a very deep Indian. That's why the light of that ultimate peace the light of Mashiach was trapped in a filthy klipa of machloikis that's called Ammon and Moab. Ammon and Moab is the hepech, is the opposite of Mashiach, is the opposite of Shalom. Ammon and Moab means there is no peace. That's the meaning of Ammon and Moab. That's what those two, the klipa of Ammon and Moab is the opposite. That's what the Torah tells us about Ammon and Moab. Le'sidroish shloimam v'toivosam kol yamecha lo'olam. Do not seek the peace of those people. Le'sidroish shloimam. Because this klipa, the Sfarim tell us, of Ammon and Moab is the hepech of Shalom. Isn't it amazing? Where does Mashiach come from, Rabbi Yisai? Comes from Ammon and Moab. Right? The hisnoitzitzus of Mashiach took place in Sdom with the daughters of Lot when Ammon and Moab came in a crazy, disgusting way into existence. And then from that relation, from that world of Moab, there would come eventually a great woman from Sde Moab, from the fields of Moab, who we're going to be reading about in a few days in Mishneh Yontif, Rus. Rus is the royalty of the world of Moab. Dovid HaMelech is the enikel that she lived to see. Dovid HaMelech, who she was able to have on her lap as an old woman. The one who is going to bring Shalom to the world. Mashiach ben David. We understand now that it was the Bezdin of that time of Boaz and Rus that made a takana, Shehei kol adam shol b'shlom chavero b'shem. That when you greet another Jew, when you give shalom to a Jew, you should say the name of Hashem, as it was in the Megillah, Hashem imachem. Which Boaz and the Kaitzim and the guys that are working on the field, Hashem imachem, that you give shalom b'shem Hashem, since Moav is the klipa of what machloik is, and the klipa, as we know, always is covering davka, the opposite is being held back under that klipa. So the klipa of Mashiach is being held in the grip of what of machloik is, and had to be rescued from the world of machloik is. Therefore, this great woman Rus had to come from far away. And the Shama that infiltrated into the world of Moab, and the Shama that's filled with peace, and the Shama that has the light of Mashiach, had to infiltrate into the world of Moab. And she came from Sde Moav, where she came to Beis Lechem. That is also beginning. We don't have time for that right now. And in the place of Beis Lechem, all of this plays out, this amazing story of Megillas Rus. And in the Shama of Mashiach, that was held in the klipa, since Stom is held in the klipa of Machloikis of Moab, comes to Klai Yisrael from far away, not from Yaakov Avinu, not from Borough Park in Williamsburg, not from Bnei Brak in Yerushalayim, from Sde Moav, from the place of falsehood, from the place of argument, from the place of hatred. And that time that Takan is made, she called him Shol b'Shlom Chaver b'Shem, in the name of God, to say Shalom to another Jew, because there's this noises of Hashem Shalom, of Shalom, this noises of Mashiach in the world. And we understand that Rabbi Akiva, Bechlal, the whole Indian of Gerim, who came from far away, from under the klipas of the world of the Alma de Piruda, the Alma de Piruda, the world of separation, of division. So who's Rabbi Akiva? Rabbi Akiva is a Ben Gerim. Rabbi Akiva comes, of course, from Gerim. Here too, and the Shama comes from far away, from a very low and disgusting place. It's also connected to Moav, we don't have time for that right now. Comes from a very low place. And you remember, Arba Nichnasu LePardes, there were four who entered into the Pardes, into the mysteries of the Pardes, and they were torn away from Hashem's oneness. With the exception of one. Only regarding Rabbi Akiva, the Gemara says, Nichnas b'shalom v'yotza b'shalom. Akiva ben Yosef was Nichnas b'shalom. The name Akiva is the Rosh Tevis Yesh Kaina Ailama Bisha Achas. The whole midah of Akiva was to bring Echad to the Alma de Piruda. How did Rabbi Akiva die? Yosa Nishmasai Be Echad. His neshama left, and he was saying, Shema Yisrael Hashem, Akeinu Hashem Echad. And his students came and they said, Rebbe, even now. And he said, my whole life, I was living only to do this. To do what? To bring from the world of Machlaikis and Sinna. To bring from far away myself into the world of Kedusha. And I myself went through so much period when I was young. And to finally bring to this point. That's what Rebbe Akiva, you remember, was fighting for Mashiach. He was the one that was leading the rebellion with Bar Kokhba. Because Rebbe Akiva was in the neshama, that world of Mashiach ben Yosef. Is to bring Echad to the world. Is to bring to that time when Mashiach is ready to come to the world. Therefore, Akiva ben Yosef is in the neshama of Mashiach ben Yosef, and he was carrying the weapons of Bar Kokhba. It failed. It didn't work out. It could have, and it didn't. But why was Rabbi Akiva on fire with bringing Shalom to the world, with bringing Mashiach to the world? Because Rabbi Akiva is the world of Akiva ben Yosef, is Nichnas b'Shalom v'Yosef b'Shalom, Yosef Nishmas b'Echad. And his life ends with the words, Shema Yisrael Hashem, Akeinu Hashem Echad, V'Havt Hashem, G'b'chol Levavcha, B'chol Nafshecha. There's no machlokes inside of me. It's B'chol Levavcha. My entire heart is one thing. Emes. There's no separation. There's no Yosef and his brother. There's no Karech Vadoso. There's no division. There's no separation. Rabbi Akiva is Yosef Nishmas Echad, Nichnas B'Shalom, Yotze B'Shalom. Echad. And therefore, he was the one who began really in earnest to be Megala, the Torah of Mashiach. And he was the one that gave Smicha to Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, which is Torah of Mashiach, which is a Torah without Machloikis. Which is the Torah without Machloikis, it's the Torah that's Emes, Pnimius HaTorah, Emes, without Machloikis. To bring the truth of the deepest truth of Torah, of Echad, of Emes, into the Alma de Piruda, into the world of Torah, which itself, Tomei, Torah, Kosher, Apostle, to bring the truth of that Emes of Pnimius HaTorah of Hashem Echad. The students of Rabbi Akiva did not live up to their Rebbe. On their Madrega, they were great people. But Davke, we understand that their Nisoyin was in that Midah of Shalom. And the Gemara tells us that why did they die during this time of Iyar? During the time of Iyar, which is the second month, Nisan Iyar. The second month, because we know that the number two is always the beginning of what? Machloikis. That's by creation. That's, Chazal tells us that Machloikis began on the second day of creation. On the first day, it's Emes Pshuta. Two is already not clear, Machloikis. So in the second month, which is Iyar, the students of Rabbi Akiva died because they failed in this inyan of bringing Shalom to the Alma de Piruda, which was their Rebbe's whole life. And what happened to them? Loinogu kovid ze bezeh. On their madrega, on their level, they did not find Shalom between them. They did not come to Shalom. They were big people. You remember we said at the beginning, big people have more of an atiyah to have their own shittas. And when you have your own shittas, because you live for your emes. And in your emes, you can't accept the other guy's emes. So you lose what? The Hashem Echad of that emes apshut, of Achdus Pshuta. So the Talmidei of Rabbi Akiva all died during that time, insisting on their emes. But the Shalom of Yosef HaTzadik of Rabbi Akiva was lost. The Indian of Iyav is Ani Hashem Rai Fechad, this refuah of our Shalosh Adom Ha'olam Kayim, that we need a refuah every week when it comes to Shabbos. Shabbos, we're learning in the Raza de Shabbos, the Raza de Shabbos Chabura. Shabbos, the whole Indian of Shabbos is Raza de Echad. The 6 days of the week are the 6 days of Machloikis, of confusion. On the 6 days of confusion, of the limbs and organs pulling each and every one of us in different directions. Of the guf, it's the 6 days of the week. Every Friday afternoon, a little bit of Elyonavi gets up on the mountain and says, Yidin bo shalom oilam, bo Shabbos bo menucha. Shabbos shalom. Shalom aleichem, malache shabbos, malache elyon. And the highest point of Shabbos, rive to rive, is mincha Shabbos shalosudas. What's the inyan of mincha ato echad? B'shimcha echad, umika amcha Yisrael, goy echad, one God, one people, one land, one country. Ata echad v'shimcha echad. What do we say by mincha? Menuchas sholom v'shalva v'hashkev v'avetach. Menuchas sholom. It's only by mincha there's such a thing. Menuchas sholom v'shalva v'hashkev v'avetach. It means that Shabbos every week is bringing sholom into the alma de piruda. And that's why machlokes is so terrible, God forbid, on Shabbos. That's why there's a special bad malach of a bad yetzahara to have machlokes on Friday afternoon, and the husband and wife, and to yell at the kids on Friday afternoon to come to Shabbos with machlokes, with pirud. The whole inin of Shabbos is what? The whole inin of Shabbos is rosed echad, is Shabbos shalom, is to try to make, to come back, every week we're able to come back to that reason of why we're alive. Boi b'shalom, ateres ba'ala. Boi b'shalom. I know during the week I forgot that one truth of why I'm alive. I forgot the one truth of why I exist. I got lost in the Alma de Piruda. And I was crazy. I got crazy in the Alma de Piruda. Come Shabbos, boi b'shalom, ateres ba'ala. Boi b'shalom. Shabbos Shalom, Shalom Aleichem, Alach HaShars, at the end of Shabbos, Kiddush Levon, Shalom Aleichem, Aleichem Shalom. Why are we here? What's the Tachlis? The Emes, the Achdus HaPshuta, Shabbos is to bring the Achdus, that Achdus Pshuta into the Alma de Piruda. What does that mean? I'm going to end just in a very simple way. Those who are not at the Shir on Shabbos, they're not going to hear now the Musa that I gave. On a more personal note, because I don't know who I'm talking to right now. I'm talking to a tzibah that I don't see. I mean, I do that all the time, but I don't think about it when I'm talking to the tzibah that I see. But now I'm just thinking about people that I'm not seeing. Shalom does not mean that a person has to give up his emes. I want to make that clear. Hashem Davke created us in such a way where we have 12 shvatim. And each shevet has a different mahalach. It's true. And he wanted us to live in a world with the Ashkenazim, and the Sfaradim, with the Chassidim, and the Litvish, and among the Sfaradim, that there are Moroccans, and Tamanim, and Persians, and Afghanis, and so on. And among the Ashkenazim, there are Yekis, and the Hungarians, and the Chassidim, and so on, Galatianis, and all of that. Hashem wanted this should be such a thing. And not only that, Hashem says, Dafka, that Leisis of Nachla, Mimat Lamati, he said, Hashem wants that each Shevet should have its place. You shouldn't start going from this place. You have your place, and you have your minhagim. And you know what? You should hold on to the emes of your shevet. You hold on to the emes of your chassidus, of your yekishkeit, of your litvishkeit. You hold on to that emes. So where does shalom come in? Shalom comes in that when you look at another guy, and he's different than you, he's a yid. And on the surface, it seems to you that he's so different, because he daven Sfarad and you daven Ashkenaz. Because he wears a gartel and you don't. Because he's dark skin and you got light skin. Because he says Shabbat and you say Shabbos. And on the surface, you could be dragged into that miserable tsunami. That miserable tsunami of machlokes. It's so easy. Dafke, when you have a shita, it's so easy. What did Hashem want of us? Hashem said to Kindlach, Shalom is not an easy thing, you know. Yosef went to Mitzrayim to make Shalom. The neshama went all the way down into the guf to make shalom. I didn't make it easy for you. I want you to make shalom when there are differences. I want you to make peace. Making peace doesn't mean that you let go of your emes. Adarabba. Stick to your minhagim. Stick to your emes. But be a pnimis de gemensh. A pnimis de gemensh means, an ish pnimi means that he doesn't get distracted by the external differences. That's really what it means to be an ish pnimi. An ish chitzayni gets knocked out by any differences that appear on the chitzaynis. What? This guy's got light skin, I got dark skin. This guy says Shabbos, I say Shabbat, whatever. This guy has a gartel, this guy has a rebbe, I don't. This guy's Zayda was by the Vilna Gaon, and my Zayda was by the Baal Shem Tov. I can't deal with that. I can't deal with that. That's too much. That's too different. It's too different. We have irreconcilable differences. That's the word of the Goyim. Irreconcilable. When people get divorced, irreconcilable. Irreconcilable. You know why it's irreconcilable? He says Shabbos, and I say Shabbat. He wears a gartel, I don't. Irreconcilable. An ish pnimi doesn't live that way. An ish pnimi sees that on the surface there are differences. And Hashem made it that way. But the Ish Pnimi always dives to the deepest point. And in that deepest point is going back to Din. And the deepest point is the Bezdin of Mashiach. It's Kol Yisrael Yesh Lehem Chelek Loilam Haba. Even if the person's not religious, even if the person's not from, inside of him, there's a Yiddish in the Shama. There's a Yiddish in the Shama. Somebody just told me last night, I was at a Simcha, somebody told me that he has Chavrusa was saying, that he was telling his Chavrusa that he was very impressed by the speech that Netanyahu gave to Congress. That he spoke like a Jew. I know, I felt that way too. That he spoke like a Jew, certainly more than many of his other friends would have spoken. He spoke like a Jew. But this guy told me that his Chavrusa was saying he's not one of us. He's not one of us. What? That's not Torah. He wasn't coming to Torah. What are we going to do, Rabbi Yisai? So he doesn't like Netanyahu. We're not talking about shittas. You understand, of course, Netanyahu is not shomer mitzvahs. He's not shomer mitzvahs. Do we have differences with Benjamin Netanyahu? Of course we have differences. Do we want to make a shidduch with him? Probably not. Although I met his mechutin in California last year. Who's they're from. They became Balak Shuvah. Do we want to make a shidduch with Netanyahu? No, not necessarily. But can I respect and can I love a person because he's a Jew and inside of him, he has the same emes inside of him that I have? The answer is yes. And I'm able to go and dig deeper into that person. And I'm not talking about an apikuras or kaifa. I'm talking about, obviously, the inyanim. I'm not getting into it right now. But even then, we spoke about that last Shabbos. Kol Yisrael Yisrael Chelek Lom Haba. But the ish chitzayni, I don't care how much he learned. The ish chitzayni, if he sees this guy's got a nidid yamak, that guy's got a hat, irreconcilable differences. Sorry, I can't live in the same shchuna with you. You're gonna defile my children. I can't be friends with you. I can't respect you. I can't see the good in you. I can't see the toiv in you. I can't see the elokus in you. Therefore, an ish chitzoni, I don't care how smart he is. I'm not talking about machlokes tzaddikim, not at all. That's something else. The machlokes between tzaddikim is a very deep inyan. We're not talking about that at all. That's part of Shalom. That's something else. I'm not getting into that. I'm talking about machloikis, chitzonistic people. The second that they see something different, they right away, they get very, very unraveled. They get crazy. You have a husband and a wife, he likes chocolate, she likes vanilla, irreconcilable differences. Irreconcilable. They have differences in their personality, we can't work this out. This kid is different from me, my child, he has this personality, I have that personality, irreconcilable differences. Because for a chitzoni is like a mensch, every difference is an irreconcilable difference. Every difference. Because that's why anything that's different in the world, that's why people are so crazy with newspapers and seeing any chiddush, anything different, they get meshuggah. And ish pnimi is not nispoil from things that go on the surface. It's not nispoil from chilukim. An ish pnimi is always looking for that nekuda of what? Of hakol baruch lechvayda, of Hashem Echad, of Mashiach, of Shalom, of David Malki Mashiach. An ish pnimi is always making Shalom. An ish pnimi is always making Shalom. An ish chitzayni is always going to be dragged into machlokes and drag others to machlokes, because the nature of chitzaynis is to always take note of the differences. The nature of an ish pnimi is to always stay focused on the Hashem Echad that is beneath the surface. That's always the difference between these two. Always. Hashem is Baruch should help us. That we should be able to complete our missions here in the world. And our mission that we're in right now, for this to be accomplished, we need a lot of chizuk. Hashem oiz la mayitain. We daven that Hashem should give us strength. It's very, very hard to be anoshim pnimiyim. Very, very hard. A person can be sitting in shul, and someone comes over to you and says, you're sitting in my seat. He should never have said such a thing. But the person who got up also should never get crazy and go out of his kalim and to start screaming and yelling and tell the rest of the world that the guy's a Rashi. What happened? The ish chitzayni can't come to shalom, can't see that beneath the surface there's something deeper going on over here. There's a yid, there's something else. We need a lot of chizuk. Hashem oiz la'amayitain. And we should come to that time, we should be able to say, she'achiyonu v'kiyimonu, that with these midas of din, emes, and shalom, that Hashem has mekayim us, he sustained us, and we sustained ourselves to be able to finally come to that time of David Melech Yisrael, Chai V'Kayim with the Gula Hashem V'Amit, Tishmehem Yomeinu Amen V'Amen.